Hola, benvinguts, benvingudes al episodi 43.
Hello, welcome to the Liza Linguist podcast episode 43.
Com va, Alex?
Molt bé, I tu?
Sí, bé, gracias. We've made it to episode 43. Hope you're still with us. Obviously, if you're listening, you are. This episode, we're going to learn a little bit more about music, okay? But also how to talk about our emotions. So how you're feeling. And yeah, we've already learned a little bit about music, but we haven't covered things like instruments. Yeah, what we play. We did learn some genres, but I think that was in a bonus episode. So we're going to recap this a little bit. And also, like I said, talk about some common feelings.
Molt bé. Som-hi.
Som-hi. Okay, firstly, we're going to need a verb here to say what we play. Okay? Now, you might be thinking, well, we've done the verb to play before.
Yeah, that was jugar.
Jugar, sí. Però no funciona amb instruments. Yeah, it doesn't work with instruments. For instruments, we need the verb tocar.
Tocar.
Tocar. Say that again.
Tocar.
Tocar. Yeah? Which actually, this technically means to touch. Okay, so we say we touch music. It's a bit weird. But yeah, tocar is basically to say that we play with instruments. Okay?
Yeah.
It's the same in Spanish. I'm sure if you know Spanish, you know, it doesn't come as a surprise. But if you don't, then you might be thinking, okay, jugar, tocar, just think with instruments, we use tocar. So if I wanted to say I play an instrument, it would be toco un instrument.
Toco un instrument.
Molt bé. Toco un instrument. Okay, it's a regular AR verb, yeah? Tocar ends in that AR. Obviously, we don't hear that R, but we change the AR to an O, and it's that O sound. Toco for I play. D'accord. Quins instruments? What am I saying?
Which instruments?
Which instruments? Yeah, what instruments? So let's learn some. Let's start with guitar. Guitar is guitarra.
Guitarra.
That tricky double R sound. Guitarra.
Guitarra.
Practice rolling your R. So it's la guitarra. Okay, it's feminine. So we're practicing them with the articles because we have to say, you know, I play the guitar. If you wanted to say, I play the guitar, how would you say that?
So would you say, toco una guitarra?
You play a guitar? Only one certain guitar?
Oh. So I'd say, toco la guitarra.
Exacto. Yeah, we just say la guitarra. Even though we're not specifically referring to the guitar, one type, you know, in English we say I play the guitar, it just means generally, right? So yeah, toco la guitarra. You could probably say that, Alex. Well, at least you used to, didn't you?
Yeah, once upon a time.
So
now
you
I
could
just have
say,
a guitar that
it's just is sitting there with one string missing that you keep saying you're going to replace and start learning again. But yeah, you could say tocaba la guitarra. That's I used to play. Okay, we're learning already a little bit of other tenses here. So, tocaba.
Tocaba.
Mm-hmm, tocaba. Okay, so if a verb ends in aba, A-V-A, it generally refers to, like, the past. I used to do something. But there'll be more on that soon in future episodes when we talk a bit more about different tenses. Let's stick to learning the instruments. So, the violin is el violí.
El violí.
El violí. Yeah, el violí. Toco el violí. I play the violin. The piano. Oh, it's a difficult one. El piano.
Al piano.
Al piano. Okay, it's written the same exact way, but obviously just know that the O's there at the end of the word is O, yeah? Piano. Al piano. Trumpet is la trompeta.
La trompeta.
La trompeta. Again, it's spelt with an O, yeah, but it's trompeta. Trompeta. Flute. La flauta.
La flauta.
La flauta. Now, drums is la batería.
La batería.
La batería. Obviously, there's different kinds of drums, so I'm referring here to your typical, I don't even know, because I'm not very musically, you know what I mean when I say the drums, you know, like in a
just
pop group
see,
or
yeah,
rock group, like the ones you see with all the...
A boy band.
Yeah, so that kind of la batería. Yeah, you have different drums and the cymbals there and all that. So that would be la batería. You could have things like un tambor would be just like the one drum that, you know, you beat. But yeah, la batería is maybe a bit more common. Then we could have, I suppose, a harp. That is l'arpa.
L'arpa.
L'arpa. Try and pronounce the R.
L'arpa.
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 Okay. Y l'ultim, we'll do one more. L'armonica.
L'armonica.
L'armonica. Molve. So these last two were ones that started with a vowel or a H. Okay, so it was that L apostrophe, yeah? L'arpa. L'armonica. Okay, arpa and armonica becomes l'arpa and l'armonica. Okay, the other ones, a lot of them are feminine, yeah? La guitarra, la trompeta, la flauta, la batería. And it's just al piano is masculine. And also it was al violí, wasn't it? It was also masculine. See?
Yeah.
Should we just quickly practice this with a little bit of, you know, quick translations? Since we've done the present tense quite a lot, and especially, well, yeah, the AR verbs that we've done more so in detail, yeah? So we know toku is I play. If I wanted to say, I don't know, you play the flute, how would you say that?
The flute was... La flauta, so I'd have to say the U version of toku. Tokes?
Tokas, yeah.
Tokas.
It's like it is ES ending, yeah, which you might be remembering that, but it's that kind of sound, the neutral sound again. So yeah, tokas. Tocas, so, la,
tocas
flauta.
La flauta.
Exacto. Sí. Tocas la flauta. What if you wanted to say, we play the piano?
I can't remember the ending for we.
Oh. Not sure.
No, I forgot the ending for we, so I can't figure it out.
Tu kem.
M. So M. Tu kem. And then it was... I forgot what instrument you said.
Oh, I forgot as well. Alex has just had a nap. Shattered after work. Did I say violin? I think, I don't know. We played the violin. No, we played the piano.
The piano.
I think I said piano.
So, tu kem... Al piano.
Sí, muy bien. Toquem al piano. Let's just do one more. They play the guitar.
So guitar is la guitarra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that now because that'll make me remember the instrument. Yeah. So I'm forgetting a second.
La guitarra.
You said they.
Yeah.
can't remember anything.
You've forgotten all your present tense verbs.
Yeah. They.
It's going to be the last one if you think about sort of like the verb table that you would do. So I'll go through all of them, see if it goes, you know, registers. I play, 덕후. You play, 덕us. He or she plays, 덕아. We play was?
덕엠.
덕엠. You guys, you plural, play, 덕에우. And then they play, 덕.
No, I'm drawing a blank, sorry.
덕은.
And EN.
EN, yeah. 덕은. Okay. 덕후, 덕아스, 덕아, 덕엠, 덕에우, 덕은.
So it'd
Fácil.
Be... Tocan la guitarra.
Sí, muy bien. Tocan la guitarra. They play the guitar. Okay. Now, it's a little bit of a tenuous link here, but on the topic of music, different music can make you feel different emotions, right?
Yeah, I've seen you cry at a few songs.
So, we're going to learn some common emotions now, okay, to learn how to say things like, you know, when I listen to this music or this instrument, I feel blank, yeah, or I am whatever. So, I'll give you an example straight away, see if you can understand what this means. I could say something like, quan ascolto música pop, estic feliz.
So you said music pop, so that's pop music.
Música pop, sí.
You said escolto, so that's like I listen. So is quan, like when I listen to pop music.
Mm-hmm.
Estic, what was the last word you said?
Feliz.
Feliz.
Mm-hmm.
So is this... I feel whatever feliz is.
Feliz. I thought maybe you could guess it if you know you don't know Spanish, but the Spanish word feliz. Feliz Navidad.
Is this like merry, so like happy?
Happy, yeah. So feliz is happy. Yeah. So yeah, quan ascolto música pop, estic feliz. Yeah, when I listen to pop music, I am. Remember, estic is I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, estic bien, I am well. So estic feliz. Technically, I guess you could also say soc feliz, but yeah, we'll stick with using estic for emotions. So yeah, we're going to learn a few more of these with estic, okay? Actually, also, as well as feliz, it's quite common for people to say content. Yeah, for happy. Content.
Content.
Content. Okay, it looks and sounds a bit like the word content. Yeah, but it's more like happy. It's not just like, oh, I'm content. It's, I think content, I'm happy. Yeah? For the feminine version, we just add an A. Okay, so it'd be contenta.
So content and contenta.
Sí.
Do I have to do the same with feliz?
No, good question. Feliz doesn't change.
Okay, yeah, feliz so that's is the same. Feliz for either.
Yeah. Okay, so feliz, contento, contenta. Okay, and we'll go more to the negatives. I suppose the opposite. You know, certain music, as you've said, might make me cry, might make you feel sad. So that word sad is triste.
Triste.
Triste. So can you say, I am sad?
So would this be estic triste?
Estic triste, sí. Again, you add the A for the feminine here. So what would that be?
Trista.
Trista. Molve. Sí, trista. Estic triste o estic trista. Okay, some music might be exciting, you know, might make you feel excited. Say if you're, I don't know, going to a concert or something. So you'd say, estic emocionat.
Estic emocionat. Hold on, let me try that again. Estic emocionat.
Estic emocionat. Yeah, emocionat. Usually, this means excited. Yeah? Sometimes you might be thinking, oh, emocional, that's a bit like emotional. It could be emotional in some contexts, but generally, emocionat refers to excited. Sort of the opposite to that then. Relaxing. Okay, maybe something's relaxing. Well, that would be relaxan. Yeah, but the emotion, if you feel relaxed, that would be relaxat.
Relaxat.
Relaxat. Okay, so to say I am relaxed.
Estic relaxant.
Relaxat.
Relaxat.
See, relaxat. Yeah, so careful there. I don't know if I confuse things a little bit by saying relaxan is the adjective. Yeah, if something is relaxing, you'd say relaxan with the N. But if you are relaxed, you'd say relaxat. Yeah, similar with, yeah, even if you say something is exciting, it's emocionan. Again, it's kind of that same ending, but emocionat for excited. Yeah, you are excited. So yeah, you can see some similarities there. You know, a lot of these emotions will end in this at, yeah, emocionat,
yeah,
relaxat. You could also have anfadat.
Anfadat. So see, what's that one?
So anfadat is angry.
Okay.
Okay, that's another emotion. So all of these end in that at. And then for the feminine version, do you know what they would end in?
An A.
It would end in an A, yeah. But we don't just put it on the end here. We have to change the T to a... Do you remember the rule? I feel like we've come across this before.
Would it be a Y?
Sometimes if it ends in a T, this AT ends in a D instead. And fadada. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, like the word cansat, you're tired. That's also, yeah, a little bit like an emotion, a feeling, a state.
And then becomes cansada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Enfadada, emocionada, relaxada. See? Do you want to just repeat those three?
So it was emocionada.
See?
Relaxada.
See?
And... Anfadada.
Sí, anfadada. Muy bien. Okay. There you go. I think we should leave it there. Okay, we've already learned a lot of vocab today. So, as always, we're going to put this into a little bit of practice now and see if you can understand some sentences and see if you can then, you know, create some sentences and do some translations. So we'll start off, you know, with the understanding bit. So from Catalan, see if you can translate into English this sentence. Estic relaxat quan ascolto al piano.
So would this be, I am relaxed, because you said estic relaxat.
Si.
So this is also a masculine.
Yeah. It would be a guy talking,
if I,
yeah,
was saying it.
Exactly. I wouldn't say this. I'd say estic relaxada.
So it's, I am relaxed. Then you said quan, which was when.
Mm-hmm.
You said, ascolto al piano. So, I am relaxed when I listen to the piano.
Molt bé. Sí. Estic relaxat quan ascolto al piano. I am relaxed when I listen to the piano. Molt bé. What about this one? Quan ascolto la música rock, estic emocionada.
Okay, so it's flipped this time. He started with when I listen to rock music, right?
Yeah.
You then said estic emocionada.
Mm-hmm.
So, feminine this time. But yes. It's, I am... Was this one excited?
Yeah, excited. Muy bien. Cuando escucho la música rock, when I listen to rock music, estic emocionada. I'm excited. Okay. Try one more from Catalan. Cuando escoltas la batería, estás enfadat. slightly trickier one.
Yeah, you said quan escoltas.
Mm-hmm.
So is that... So that's not you. You're talking about escoltas. Is that ES?
Mm-hmm.
So that would be you.
Yeah.
So when you listen...
Yeah.
What do you say after that, sorry?
La batería.
La batería. Was that the drum? Drums?
Yeah, drums, yeah.
So when you listen to drums...
Mm-hmm.
You are... Enfadat. Angry.
Angry, yeah. Enfadat is angry. Just, you know, imagining, because they're quite loud sometimes. if you're...
If it's a little kid playing
some little kid just bashing the drum kit, and he's like, oh, and the
just
parents
got them
like...
for Christmas.
Yeah. Estás enfadat. You are angry, and you're regretting, giving them that drum kit. So, cuando escoltas la batería, when you listen to the drums... Estás enfadat. And well done, you sort of, maybe, did you guess that? Estás is you are, from the context. So, yeah, estic, obviously I am. Estás is you are, okay? Right, let's try some from English into Catalan. How do we say, I am happy when I listen to the guitar?
So would I start this with... Estic emocionat.
That would be more like excited. If you want the word happy. So,
would this be the other one? It was consent. No, it was...
Careful, you're kind of getting mixed up. Cansat is tired, isn't it?
Yeah,
content. I think you're thinking
content,
of content.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, like content. See, content. Or feliz. Feliz. Yeah, either one basically means the same, happy.
So it'd be estic feliz quan escolto
sí.
La guitarra.
Molt bé, sí. Estic feliz, estic content, or, contenta if you're a girl, quan escolto la guitarra. Good. Next one. When I listen to the harp, I am sad.
So when I listen to the harp, that would be, we would start with quan. So we'd say quan. Quan escolto.
Mm-hmm.
Larp.
Larpa.
Larpa.
Sí.
Then it was I am sad. So it'd be, quan escolto l'arpa, estic sad. Trist.
Sad.
Trist.
Trist. Molt bé. Trist. Yeah. If you, again, Spanish, French, like very similar words or practically the same. Yeah. So estic trist or estic trista, if you're a girl. Okay. And we'll do one more. When you listen to the violin, you are relaxed.
So you've said when you listen to the violin. So we'd say quan. Is this what? Escoltes. Escoltas.
Mm-hmm.
And then violin. What was violin?
Lots of new vocab.
Was it al violi?
Violi.
Violi. So it's quan escoltas al violi.
Mm-hmm.
You are relaxed. So that would be estás.
Sí, muy bien.
Relaxat.
Relaxat.
Relaxat or relaxada.
Relaxada, muy bien. Sí, if you're a girl, sí. Good. Estás relaxada, yeah. Cuando escuchas el violín, Estás relaxat. O estás relaxada. Brilliant. Well done. You've more or less, you know, managed to remember. There's quite a lot of new words there. I think that's probably where we should leave it. I'm just wondering whether on the topic of this whole, well, not topic, but this verb, you know, estic and estás, it's the verb to be, isn't it? So maybe it's worth just teaching you the rest of the verbs in that, you know, the paradigm, that verb. Yeah, okay. Está, está is the verb to be. So we've already done estic, yeah, I am. And estás is you are. If you want to say he or she or it is, we'd say está.
Está.
Está. We are is estem.
Estem.
Mm-hmm. So you can see a bit of a pattern. It ends in em as well. Yeah. So estem. And then it's estel, you plural, estel.
Estel.
Mm-hmm. And then they are is estan.
Estan.
Estan. Molt bé. So we've got estic, estás, está, estem, esteu, and estan. Okay, maybe just because I don't know about timing wise, we're you know, they're running a bit short. We can practice them a little bit more in the bonus, along with some other things. But well done, and well done to you listening. Okay, we've already had quite a lot of practice in this main episode, but you can join us if you want to in the bonus lesson on Patreon. We'll practice this even further, as I've said, and you'll learn a little bit of new language as well.
Yeah, and remember, you'll have detailed lesson notes and language summaries on there, so you can look back what we've done. I know I'll definitely need to revisit some of this, as it seems like quite a lot of new words.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it'd be unrealistic for me to say, oh, you just need to listen to the podcast once and you remember every single thing, every single word. So yeah, that's what, you know, all the extra material's for. And, you know, we also have our regular chats on Patreon. We get to meet you guys, then you can chat to us, you can practice your Catalan that bit further. And, you know, it's so nice to see some new and familiar faces every time we do one of those, isn't it? So, you know,
yeah,
we look forward
to see some new faces as well.
Yeah,
the next one.
Forward to the next one, start of May, isn't it? I mean, obviously, depending on when you're listening, in the future, maybe it's going to be way in the future. Who knows if we're still doing it? But yeah, we'd love to meet some more of you then. Mol bé y mol buena feina, Alex. Good work. Yeah, so join us next time, guys, where we'll be actually learning about how to talk about school. Okay, so, you know, whether you're at school or not, we can all talk about our different experiences of school, and you'll also learn a little bit about the education system in Catalonia.
Molt bé. Look forward to that.
And on that note then, we'll say goodbye. Adeu y fins la propera.
Adeu.
Adeu.